Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves is encouraging teachers to take the vaccine to continue to teach the children. Dr. Gonsalves said he is 100% certain that the vaccination policy is the best for the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
And for the teachers today again, please don't punish the students. If you think you are using the students as a battering ram against the government and that the government would alter its position, that is not going to happen. Don't use the children as a battering ram. That's a question in terms of public morality, which is just plain wrong. You're getting your salary. Teach the children. Go and protect them. Take the vaccine. Go and protect them, unless, of course, you have one of the exemptions. Don't listen to persons who have all kind of other agendas. Don't look. Don't want persons to say, I'll go show you. That doesn't make sense. I am 100% certain that what we are doing in terms of the highly nuanced and targeted policy of requiring frontline workers and certain strategic workers to take, like permanent secretaries, heads of departments, to take the vaccine, that it is the correct policy for the people of for the people of this country, for lives and livelihoods, to deal with health, education, health, the economy, the social, including education and security.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, is reporting that 55% of residents in Latin America and the Caribbean are fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Grenada since the outbreak now stands at 5,910. Internationally, federal health officials have authorized a new COVID-19 antibody drug for people with serious health problems or allergies who can't get adequate protection from vaccination. Antibody drugs have been a standard treatment for treating COVID-19 infections for over a year, but the AstraZeneca antibody drug cleared by the Food and Drug Administration is different. It is the first intended for long-term prevention against COVID-19 infections rather than short-term treatment. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.